Hebrews 11, 1, 2, and 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By faith the elders obtained a good report. And now verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
When you read the whole of, when you read Hebrews 11, after it talks about what faith is, talks about the fact that the elders obtained a good report, it went now into details. I like the way the scriptures can go into details. And God loves details. And every time that I've had to appreciate something with God, it was because I got to know the details. Surface usually doesn't give you much of the information. That is why scripture tells us that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, and it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we see the elders, the fathers of faith, the women of faith, the various things that they experienced as a memorial, as a testimony for us to see what we can experience by virtue of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are here as believers. We're not Jews by birth, but we are the people, the Israelites, the people who God calls his own by virtue of Jesus Christ. We've been engrafted into God by faith in Jesus, which is why he says he's a true vine and we are the branches. We've been engrafted unto him. And that is why Galatians 2 says, so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. When you go to Genesis, when God created it, he said, he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. It was then that we saw fruitfulness and multiplication, because God pronounced the blessing upon it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he called Abraham as the father of faith, when he called Abraham, he pronounced blessings upon them based on his obedience. We see in scripture that he passed the test of obedience and got that blessing. And that blessing trickled down to his seed, because it said, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. For us to have access to that blessing, it is in faith. It is faith in Jesus, submission to Jesus, acceptance of the engraftment into God through Christ Jesus that brings the blessing to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray we receive understanding. I don't have much time to go into more details. But then what we need to establish is that as believers and as servants of God, this work we are doing is a work of faith. To experience the blessing and to be an extension of the blessing to others, it requires faith.
Hallelujah.
And that is what we are praying for, because the enemy wants to fight our faith. The accuser of our brethren. What is he trying to accuse us of? The things that Jesus says he's paid for. For which reason we can come before him boldly to receive grace and mercy to help. He's accusing us so that we can't come before him boldly. He's accusing us so that we cannot stand perfect. If not for faith, Peter would not stand and be preaching Christ, because for God's sake, he denied him thrice. But it is in faith to Christ Jesus. And Jesus told him that, no, I don't condemn you. He called him back and he accepted the call to be back as a disciple, and he received the baptism of Christ Jesus and was preaching. So for our effectiveness as servants of God, experiencing first the blessing and being the extension of that blessing to others, it requires faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is through faith that you can stand before people and minister and say, by God's grace, receive this, or by the hand of God, be healed, or do this, do that. God first lets us, what is in us is what we give. So the faith in us would extend to others. The faith and the grace in us would extend to others through faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go straight into prayer. We're saying, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Thank you for the blessing credited to us.
Thank you for the blessing credited to us.
By the finished work of Christ Jesus.
By the finished work of Christ Jesus.
Both as a ministry and as individuals.
Both as a ministry and as individuals.
Open your mouth, somebody, and give the Lord thanks.
In the name of Jesus, our Father in heaven.
We who were nobodies have been made somebodies because of Christ Jesus. And He paid the full price for us to walk in every single blessing, to walk in every single grace, to walk in every single favor, to have His mercies constantly. Whenever we call for mercy, the Lord will look upon us with compassion and stay faithful because of Christ Jesus, because He is holy, because His word is one He will not go back on, and He gave all authority to Christ Jesus, so that whenever we call on Him, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that He is God. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, somebody. Father, we give You all the glory. We bless You as a ministry and as individuals. We are here to serve, and we have the opportunity to even serve and to be blessed from this service because of You. We say thank You. We give You all the glory. We bless Your holy name. Honor and glory is Yours. We thank You. We thank You. We thank You. We thank You for the blessings that are already there, that we can tap into, that we can receive physical manifestation of, and also extend to others by the finished work of Christ Jesus. We thank You. We give You all the glory, even for the exposure of Your word unto us, that we require faith, and that this faith can be built in us once we ask. We constantly come and behold You in the heat of the day, in the name of Jesus.
Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Number two, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Grant us grace to serve You.
Grant us grace to serve You.
And the purpose of the kingdom.
The purpose of the kingdom.
In full confidence and faith.
In full confidence and faith.
In order to make the needed impact on earth.
In order to make the needed impact on earth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Grant us the grace to serve You.
Grant us the grace to serve You.
And the purpose of the kingdom.
And the purpose of the kingdom.
In full confidence and faith.
In full confidence and faith.
In order to make the needed impact on earth.
In order to make the needed impact on earth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. We know that we're the end time army that has a fire devouring before them. Because there's something God is doing in this end time, and it requires our faith in connection with God to arrive at the needed impact. Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Grant us grace to serve You and the purpose of the kingdom in full confidence and faith. Because the Lord is going to require us to take steps that we cannot understand, that we cannot explain, that we cannot defend, and we're just going to have to move out on raw faith. Grant us this grace, my God, to be able to take these steps of faith with You, that for us to have leaders can follow in obedience. Oh, the obedience of faith, especially in this end time, is not going to make sense. It's going to require confidence in the God we serve, the God who has called us, like Abraham. We're going to have to walk out of our father's house, not knowing where we are settling, but we're going because God says so. Oh God, grant us the grace to do this. Grant us the grace to do this. The same grace, my God, that we've seen our fathers walk in faith with You, that we've seen fathers of faith walk with You. Grant us this grace to have the kind of confidence to serve Your purpose, to not hinder You, to not box You in what we think we know, but to dare to trust You. Oh, that whatever You say You will do, that if You're asking us to go to this place, it means You've made provision, that You've raised helpers, that even if there's nobody, You're going to make a way. Jesus, we give You all the glory. Number three, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Deliver us from all attacks of the enemy.
Deliver us from all attacks of the enemy.
Set against our faith.
Set against our faith.
And enable us by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
And enable us by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
And the power of the word.
And the power of the word.
To set ourselves for the blessings in all aspects.
To set ourselves for the blessings in all aspects.
Both as a ministry and
both
as individuals.
As a ministry and as
we know that as we serve, the Lord is going to bless us. And so we are asking for this grace. We are asking the Lord to deliver us, because the enemy is trying to fight our faith so that it would affect our service, so that we will not get the blessing that comes from the service. So tell our Father, deliver us from all attacks of the enemy, set against our faith, and enable us by the agency of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to set ourselves for the blessings in all aspects. both as a ministry and as individuals. Open your mouth, somebody. Pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, because sometimes you don't know where the enemy comes from. Sometimes he speaks wrong things into our mind. Sometimes he plants wrong people into our lives. Tell the Lord to deliver us, to remove traps of the enemy. Whatever fury that he throws at us, we need faith to be able to stand them, to be able to shoot them off, to be able to fight them off. And we need that by the agency of the Holy Spirit empowerment and the Word. As we constantly behold it, let the Word empower us in the name of Jesus. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from all attacks of God, so that we can stand, so that we can set ourselves to serve you, or to receive the blessing thereof, and eternal life at the end of the day. In the name of Jesus, my God, whatever the enemy sets against us, Lord, raise up a standard against them. Raise up a standard, Lord. When they come in one way, let them flee in seven. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord thanks for answered prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory.
Thank you, mighty God.
We give you all the praise,
whenever we call on you, you hear us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for empowerment. We thank you, oh God, that our faith is stronger today because we've come to you and we ask for your help. In the name of Jesus, our very present help, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name in all the earth. Ahim fohene, ese so biara koto no mumane so enshene ni monya. Ahim fohene, ese so biara koto no mumane so. Moshene ni monya mahim fohene, ahim fohene, ese so biara kutono, momane so, enshene ni monya, ahim fohene, ese so biara kutono. So, hallelujah. Yes,
you know you're here.